Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I would like to welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Wednesday, July 2nd, 2014. Rose, do you realize today is the first day in a long time that there's actually a chance of thunderstorms in our forecast? And granted, the chance is very low, only about 10% odds of rain, but in a year that has seen virtually no rain, certainly we will take it. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday. We're here during the noon hour, 12.04 to 1 on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We live stream the show. That means you don't actually have to be in front of your radio. If you're by a computer, you can log on to buckmastershow.com or kvoi.com, and the program is there for you. And we also podcast. That means the program's available 24/7 anywhere in the world at buckmastershow.com. During the noon hour, a newsmaker interview, we're going to dive deep with Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dubnik. We'll spend a half an hour with the sheriff talking about several issues. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll talk with the head of the Good Neighbors Ventures. This is a nonprofit organization in Tucson that is focused on increasing social and economic development by building collaborative networks. Then we'll close out the show with Dr. Mark Sykes. Dr. Sykes is head of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute. The Buckmaster Show live line is open for you, 790-2040. You can call us at any time during the hour. Rose will be happy to take your call, take down a little bit of information, and then we'll get you on the air. The Facebook page is easy to find as well. My name, Bill Buckmaster, and you are invited to become a friend of the program. Let's welcome now Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dubnik. Sheriff Dubnik, now a half century in law enforcement. Sheriff, how are you?
Hey, I'm feeling great. Thanks for the invitation. Happy 2nd of July.
Yeah, 2nd of July. We're ready to kick off the new fiscal year and halfway through the calendar year. You know, speaking of fiscal year, this is, of course, when Pima County agencies like the Pima County Department, Sheriff's Department, are funded on a 12-month basis. How does the spending program look from your law enforcement point of view?
Let me say this about that. We are very, very fortunate in this valley to have people like Chuck Huckleberry managing and leading and running the Pima County Board of Supervisors and Pima County government, period. He's one of the brightest, most knowledgeable, caring, compassionate leaders in the country.
And he takes a lot of shots in the media, a lot of people after Mr. Huckleberry.
Well, especially the developers. But, you know, he's done his damnedest over the years to promote the Sonoran Desert, to try to maintain as much of the ecology of what exists in this fantastic valley, you know, and he's done a very good job in a very wise economic way, and I applaud him. He's done a great job for Pima County government, and he's got the entire Board of Supervisors always supporting the Pima County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, the Sheriff's Department does get a lot of support. So are you okay financially? Did you get some more money or what?
Well, we got a little more money, but not enough to keep us in the black, in my opinion, because the Sheriff's Department is one of the needy departments in the county. We have a great deal of difficulty trying to control our budget because, A, they don't put enough money in it, and we can't control, for example, the calls that we receive. We can't control the number of prisoners we have in our jail, and we have a very complicated organization. And fortunately, the Board of Supervisors and Mr. Huckleberry understand that and treat me very well.
Why is it complicated? Because you have all these different components, like overseeing the corrections department, the jail, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, we're a county that's larger than the state of Connecticut. We have two fairly large cities that are not incorporated. As a matter of fact, Pima County has almost doubled the number of people in the unincorporated area as Maricopa County does. So we are responsible for providing law enforcement services to all of Pima County that's unincorporated. We have 10,000 square miles. We have a civil division. We have judicial people that we have to support, the courts. We have the jail, which is a huge, complicated operation. And we have law enforcement. But over the last few years, because of the economy, we've had to do some things in conjunction with the Board of Supervisors that have been heartbreaking to me, because I established the DARE program in our department. I established the School Resource Officer program in our department. And it was heartbreaking when I had to get rid of those programs.
DARE was the...
Teaching youngsters in
stay away from drugs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We don't do that anymore, and we don't have 20-some school resource officers out in the schools.
But you believe in your heart it really did pay dividends, those programs.
No doubt about it. I don't know how you can criticize education. And that's what they were two education programs.
Sheriff Clarence Dubnyk is here. Sheriff is always a good sport about taking any questions or comments. 790-2040, 790-2040. There was a recent, we've got the 4th of July coming up, Sheriff. There was a sobriety checkpoint, one of these DUI sobriety checkpoints last week. I don't know if you're planning any more before the 4th, but I know that the officers, your team, will be out in force, and really a zero tolerance toward any drinking and driving over the Independence Day weekend.
And that's been our position for years and years and years. Drinking and driving don't mix. You know, one of the things that disturbs me, and I know there's nothing that can be done about it, but it still disturbs me, is the law allows you to drink and drive.
What do you mean?
Well, you can drink and drive as long as you stay under 0.08, whatever that is. Well,
you're telling me that you could have a beer in your hand.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay, no, you didn't. No.
No, I didn't say that. But no. You can have a couple of beers before you get in the car,
okay,
and
but
drive.
You can't have
an open
just
bottle.
To clarify, yeah, you can't have an open bottle in the car.
That's a fact.
But you can get behind the wheel if you're within or under the...
And all of our publicity that goes out all over the country says don't drink and drive.
And drive, yeah.
But the law says, no, you can drink and drive a little.
Well, are there any states? I don't know if you've ever checked.
No, there aren't. But there,
yeah,
I think there's one or two countries that do that.
I think I know one of them, and I believe Norway is one of them.
That's the one.
Okay, yep. Have a little experience in that area as far as Norway, and I do believe that they have the total zero tolerance policy.
Absolutely.
No drinking, no driving. There always has to be a designated driver.
That's a fact.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line, and Jim, our friend Jim Kelly, a big supporter of the Buckmaster Show, along with probably one of the best-looking cats in town, Chowder. How are you, Jim?
I am well, Bill, and so is Chowder.
Good.
Have a quick question for Sheriff Dubnyk. Sheriff, my parents are elderly, and they are targeted often by the phone scammers. And although they're very savvy and know to just hang up, there's that threat that these guys could show up at their doorstep because they have their address and all this kind of stuff really scares me. And can the Sheriff's Department be a little bit more proactive in shutting these green dot card scammers down?
Well, how would you suggest we do that?
I don't know. When they come out to pick up the $300 green dot card, you know, I have a sheriff's deputy there.
Well, it's not
something
illegal to do that.
Well, they're lying to these people, saying that they have to pay the $300 up front in order to pay the taxes on whatever prize they've won. And, I mean, it's a scam, and they target the elderly a great deal here in Pima County. There's got to be something proactive to go after them.
Well, that's an interesting thought. You know, I'm going to take that question back to my office and let the real brains in our department play with it for a while and see if there's some way we might deal with it. But it bothers me too, you know, and I happen to be one of the elderly.
Yeah, I believe you're now 78 years
78 years old, yes, sir.
Yeah, 78. Jim, thanks for calling. Rose, what, good time to take a break right here, 12:15 on the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Sheriff Dupnik will stick around. We'll talk some more, 790-2040. Be right back.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
No, stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training. Because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Sheriff Clarence Dupnik is with me in studio. 790-2040 for any questions that anyone has with the sheriff. Sheriff, I want to talk a little bit about the mental health support team that you have. I understand NBC National News just did something about this, about the team.
As a matter of fact, they did. On Saturday evening, NBC Nightly News did several minutes with Mike Taibbi, who came to Tucson, and did a story on our MIST team, our mental health support team, which we were in the process of creating something after January the 8th. After January the 8th, we felt as helpless as every other city and every other law enforcement agency and every other mental health community when after a mass shooting in their locale. And in every other case, people sat down like us and eventually came up, well, these people that are doing this are severely mentally ill. What are you going to do about it? And eventually, critics came in and said, well, you're talking about HIPAA and all these reasons why you can't do this
and
why you can't do that.
Yeah, the confidentiality won't allow
But allow we it. Didn't take that position. We kept plugging away and plugging away, and we finally came up with how to structure a program and how to get things accomplished. And one of the things that it got accomplished last April, and most people don't even know this, is that people like Victoria Steele, who I have a lot of respect for in the legislature. Mm-hmm. She didn't take a lead role because she's in the wrong party, but she worked behind the scenes to get a law passed for us, which simply says law enforcement officers now have the ability to take in custody for an evaluation anybody with probable cause. Hmm. Probable cause. You know, in the past, we've had to prove that somebody was a danger to themselves or somebody else, and we couldn't use the only way we could do that is to have somebody who witnessed this that was willing to sign the papers getting them committed. And that in itself is a huge issue because most parents, most friends don't want to be the person that says, I'm going to put right. you in a mental facility.
Right.
And so,
but that's huge because it's kind of the way it used to be when you started out as a cop.
It was, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But once they decided that in the late 50s, the early 60s, that they were going to empty the insane asylums as they were, and I was one of the people that supported that because I've been in insane asylums, not as a patient. Many people think I probably should be, but...
No, but you.
The fact of the matter is, what they were doing to people in those institutions, and what was happening because of the significant overcrowding, it was cruel and unusual. You know, they were subjecting people to electric shock. They were lobotomizing people, and it was just ugly. And so they decided that these people would be better off outside in a treatment facility outreach program. And it was a good idea, but it failed because nobody ever funded it. So people think we have a mental health system, but we really don't. We have pockets of services, basically what we have. But anyway, they did us a huge favor when the legislature passed that in April, and I give them a lot of credit, and they attached the clause to it, which made it effective immediately. And the governor signed it immediately, and so it's been in effect since April. And I'm very grateful for that because that really gives us one of the tools that we desperately needed to handle situations that, like Jared Loeffner, for example. In my opinion, Pima College did everything they could possibly do because
within the law. Yes.
Within the law.
At the law.
They had the mother down, the father mm-hmm. wouldn't come, mm-hmm. yeah, which in my opinion was one of the big parts of his problem. But the mother came down, and eventually after several meetings they said, look, we're not going to have our teachers escorted to their cars at night because they're afraid of your son. Well, my son hasn't threatened anybody. That's true. He hadn't. He hasn't threatened himself. But eventually the school says, well, unless you come back with an okay evaluation from a psychiatrist, he's not a student here anymore. So they did what they could at the time. But if this law had been in effect, law enforcement officers could have taken him down for involuntary commitment.
He would be then, if this had been in effect, he would have been taken in for commitment and held for whatever and evaluated.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that this unit does that we've created. Some other things that they do, for example, is they serve now all of the commitment orders. They also respond to calls in the street where we know ahead of time that the person is a mental patient, or an officer, a deputy, responds and surmises that they're dealing with a mental patient. The specialists come. We've increased our CIT training. And one of the big things that we're in the process of doing right now, and I should say that we have a partnership with the mental health community. We have every police chief involved as part of an advisory board, and we have several people from the mental health community, and including people like Neil Cash, who meet regularly and devise policies, and so we're all on the same page. Now when we see somebody that may be potentially dangerous, and that's a different issue all in itself, because you're having to predict somebody's behavior, which is very, very difficult. But there are criteria that are being developed for that purpose. But we're in the process with Judge Bernini, who is the judge that deals with mental issues, and the county attorney's office, which deals with these commitment orders,
mm-hmm.
who are saying, hey, you guys are looking at the HIPAA laws too narrowly. They're not really that narrowly. I don't know why society has done this, but we're gonna create a system where Deputy A mm-hmm. will have the ability, with a click of his computer, to find out whether other law enforcement agencies here have dealt with this person, even though he's never been to a mental health provider or not, but because the cop thought this person might have significant mental problems. We now are going to create a system where we will get the benefit of all that. The judge loves it because she'll have the benefit of all that information when she has to make decisions, as will the county attorney's office, as will the doctors.
Well, it sounds like everybody's on the same page on this, which
we
is
are,
terrific.
And this is something that's novel.
It's not getting hardly any publicity locally. I mean, nationally, you said that NBC was here, but yeah,
it got some publicity. It's such mm-hmm. a complicated issue
yeah.
that people don't tend to read it because they don't like to read complicated things.
No, they don't. One easy thing to remember that is not complicated, you do not want if you want to keep the burglars away, what should you do to avoid a daylight burglary break-in?
Well, we have a system of volunteers, and one of the things that they do is come out at your request and at your convenience and do a target hardening evaluation. They will make suggestions to you on how you can better protect your property and your home and your family.
How do you get that information? Is there a cost?
No, it's a free service provided by our volunteers.
Okay, and how do folks get in touch
with
you?
Just call the sheriff's department and say what you need, and somebody will get in touch with you.
And they'll come out and look at the property. But for those that don't come out to look at the property, what could you do right now to protect your home?
Well, you could get dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes dogs sit on the couch while the burglars are in stealing things, as I saw one on TV the other night. You can have an alarm system, which is those things are very helpful. You can take a look at your home and see where are the weaknesses. Can people come in here and hide next to my window? And that's one of the issues that our people look at and say, you know, you need to remove the brush from or the landscape from around these windows here. You need to harden up the windows as well. And then take a look at all of those kinds of things.
Sheriff Dupnik with us, sheriff celebrating a half a century in law enforcement, almost became a priest. Actually, his bags were packed when he was down in Bisbee as a young man and ready to go to the priesthood.
That's a fact. And The good news was for me, because I really hadn't made a commitment in my heart that this is what I wanted to do, because I was a kind of a playboy. So when the time came to leave, we found out that the seminary that we were being sent to in Ohio, the Josephinum, as a matter of fact, was full, and they couldn't take us. And I said, okay, I'm off the hook.
That's all it took for you to reconsider that particular direction. Sheriff, good to see you. Thanks a lot for sharing some really important information with us.
Hey, my pleasure.
Thanks a lot. 12:30 now on the Buckmaster Show. We will be right back.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. East Jerusalem has been the scene of clashes today between angry Palestinians and Israeli forces following word that a Palestinian teen had been kidnapped and killed. Palestinians accuse the Israelis of killing the teen in revenge for the deaths of three Israeli teens. Their bodies were found Monday in the West Bank. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed a bill that would have required a 72-hour waiting period for women seeking abortions. Police say that propane explosion yesterday on a Philadelphia food truck that critically injured five people was caused by what's termed a significant leak. Tropical Storm Arthur, preparing to march up the East Coast, continues to build strength off the coast of Florida. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 18 points, while the NASDAQ is down 4. More details at srnnews.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Munger Chadwick are Arizona's business lawyers. Helping Arizona businesses for 40 years, Munger Chadwick is a strategic partner for many businesses operating in Arizona, the Southwest, Mexico, and globally. AV rated and ranked with the best lawyers of America, Munger Chadwick has recognized knowledge in all areas of business law, including corporate real estate mergers, acquisition, employment, along with intellectual property and administrative law, and international trade, immigration, and government affairs. In matters involving disputes, Munger Chadwick takes pride in working with its clients creatively and aggressively, often resolving problems in ways that prevent or avoid litigation. Munger Chadwick, located in Tucson, Phoenix, and Tubac. Business know-how with personal service. Visit MungerChadwick.com or call 721-1900.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is our midweek edition. Rose, it kind of feels like maybe it's the Thursday edition because tomorrow sort of feels like might be a Friday because Rose and I are going to take off the 4th of July. No live show, but we will be here through the miracle of tape with a best of Buckmaster Show on Friday. But right now, let's talk about Good Neighbor Ventures. Tony Sims is with me in studio. Tony, how are you today?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Tell me a little bit about Good Neighbor Ventures.
Well, Good Neighbor Ventures started in 2011, and the focus of it really is how do we build, empower neighborhoods? How do we get them to really be in a position where neighborhoods all throughout Tucson are capable of controlling crime, increasing health care in their neighborhoods, improving educational success, and increasing job skills and employment right in their neighborhood?
Tell me a bit about your background and how you really got into all of this.
So I am actually a Tucson native and went to elementary school, high school here, and ended up going out to Denver and got an opportunity to attend Denver University and learned a great deal about culture and diversity in Denver and got really connected with human services, really enjoyed the interactions with people, and kind of learned that if you want to change things, you really have to have a core group of people who have a real focus and a goal and a hunger for that. And that's how things change. So I began to mature and grow in this idea that if we want to see societal change, that it really takes the ability of leaders to connect with people and to get them to see things consistently amongst themselves as well as the wider community.
When did this whole idea of the Good Neighbor Ventures, Tony, when did this come about?
So we really started in 2007, and the company we started with was called Youth Empowerment Services Network, or YES Network for
short.
This
was the company you started.
Yep. Yeah. And so that particular company was really focused on simply bringing nonprofits together to have a conversation about the services that they delivered and how could we do collaborative work together. That morphed into something called Connecting Communities Foundation, which we were really interested in funding neighborhoods through a grant process so that they could do more work in their own community, recruiting schools, residents, businesses, churches, nonprofits, and other community resources to work together. And then ultimately, we merged those agencies in what we call today Good Neighbor Ventures, which focuses on both social development and economic development.
Let's talk about the neighborhoods you're working with specifically, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Which neighborhoods are they?
So there are 8 neighborhoods, and I wish I could rattle them all off for you.
I'm not going to ask you to rattle them all off, but are they geographically,
yeah,
are they close together or generally?
So what we end up having is neighborhoods off in multiple wards. And so we have neighborhoods in Ward 3, mm-hmm, Ward 1, Ward 5, and Wards 6, I believe. And so, excuse me, 4. And so really those neighborhoods are really taking the opportunity and the initiative to really see how do they improve their community. So we bring those folks together, residents, schools, business, churches, nonprofits, to really identify how they can be effective working together, creating a plan, building resources, and bringing resources into their community to address those identified strategies.
What are the issues facing these communities? communities?
So they are diverse. And so mm-hmm. in some neighborhoods, let's just take South Park. South okay. Park, if you look specifically at the data in South Park, some of the data points to every 2 out of 5 teenage girls were pregnant. In, I believe it was 2012 was the data that we pulled. And so that's a high percentage of our kids
Huge.
Becoming pregnant.
Huge.
And so how does South Park respond to that with a strategy to ensure that they decrease those numbers of teen births? Now, teen birth is on a decline all across the country, but that's still a very high percentage to have in our community. Another community is facing burglary issues. And so they really wanted to focus on that and say, how do we do that? And I heard your previous guest.
That's right. Just with us talking
and
about
so,
what you can do.
Yep.
I mean, the Sheriff's Department volunteers, one call can get some help to some of these people so they
Absolutely.
Can learn how to make their home safe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would submit that the things that he talked about were mm-hmm. the exact things that need to be done, and research shows that. But I would also submit that the most effective tool is when people watch out for each other, when people communicate with one another about watching each other's home, people who are in their neighborhood who they don't necessarily recognize, trying to get to know each other, those types of community building process and capacity building processes, building social capital in their community allows them to really decrease the impact of crime in their community, along with those other hardening processes.
So your whole thing is bringing people together.
It is. And it is really focused on real strong institutions, right? We know the family institution is a very strong institution. However, with the weakening of the family becomes the weakening of the neighborhood as a whole. But we need the families there, which we could refer to as residents. We need the schools on the same page, and the churches and the nonprofits and other resources like libraries and community centers. If they're all sitting at the table designing plans about how they want to address crime, health, education, employment, and then bringing resources into the community, such as, for instance, La Frontera may mobilize into a community, or you may have a Compass or Kodak, or you may have some of our smaller nonprofits who mobilize into the community to deliver it's a 10-week training service, 20-week training service right in that community, then you start seeing capacity built in that community.
You know, Tony, one of the issues that faces Tucson, I think, and keeps us from moving forward is people, different groups just don't seem to be on the same page.
That is right. That is right. And I think some of it is that what's the sheet of music that we want to sing from? And I would submit that there are several sheets of music that we could sing from as a broad general scope. And just to name some that people are familiar with, you know, the city plan, although it's a plan for the city, it's a very broad plan. So you have to fill in mm-hmm. some of the operational things that you want to do, the strategies. But it is a good point, a reference point. The county plan would be another good reference point. And I'm associated with some other organizations that are building plan. IGT has built a plan. Another company that I work with for Tucson has built a plan. So these institutions have built these broad generalized plans, which you can pull from to then strategize around how do you bring it down to the local level. Now that requires people to be thinking locally within their own community about how do they partner together and then work on those plans to build stronger plans specific to their neighborhood.
Is this a hybrid, or is this somewhere that you've looked to in other cities that have been successful with this?
It's a little bit of both. So what we've done is we've looked across, you know, multiple cities. And I know a lot of people point to Portland, but Portland's done some good work. We've looked in some other cities that weren't doing so well, such as Detroit. And what we saw was that some of the cities that had a very direct plan for how to empower their residents were doing the best. When they diffused power down and the ability to be able to make decisions at a real small level, whether they were funding grants in those communities or individual donors were making contributions in those communities, we saw a lot more successful ventures in those neighborhoods. And so what we did was we took that information and began to build on it to say, how does this fit in Tucson? Tucson has its own unique profile. How do we make it work here?
Good Neighbor Ventures. Tony Sims is the creator of the organization, a nonprofit group here in Tucson focused on increasing social and economic development by building collaborative networks. You know, we talked about burglary is a big issue in one of the neighborhoods that you're working with. The teenage pregnancy is a big issue. How about the dropout rate from schools?
That's a huge issue. And, you know, I want to commend the schools for the great efforts that they have been making in the past and what they're trying to do now. And I think that's important that they have to be told that you're doing some very good things. in light of that, we have always bounced between 45th and 50th in the nation in terms of graduation rates and so forth and so on. But I think one of the issues that we really are struggling with education is the disintegration of the family. And so if you have intact families, or at least some families,
some support mechanism.
Those particular things give a platform, an undergirding to that child to stay in school, number one, to attend classes, number two, to be in social groups that promote educational success, number three. Those are really important things. I think there are three things that lend to a successful, a person who's able to get a successful entry into the marketplace. Number one, graduate from high school. Number two, wait to have children before you get married before you have children. And number three, stay connected to school. Just stay in there. If they can do those things, they can be successful.
And of course, we're running out of time, but another issue is the isolation of older people. I'm sure that comes up too, doesn't it?
It does come up. And I think some of the things that are associated with that, specifically around the programs and services that come to them or that are made available for them, as well as how we design neighborhoods for families to interact, specifically our older adults.
Tony, some folks may want to get a hold of you. What's the best way to reach Tony Sims and the Good Neighbor Ventures?
520-512-5740 is our number. And they can email us.
The website?
info@mygoodneighbor.org is the email address, or the website is www.mygoodneighbor.org or goodneighborventures.org.
Yeah, if you Google it, that'll come up.
That'll come
there
up.
There you go.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Tony. Very interesting stuff. It's good to meet you, and continue with the good work trying to make this a better community.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show. 12:46 now, midweek edition. Back right after this.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Vero Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
C.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Beat the heat and get back down to earth in the cool mountain air at the 2014 Silver City, New Mexico Clay Festival, the weekend of August 1st. Whether you are a seasoned clay artist or want to get your hands dirty for the first time, you'll be right at home at the Silver City Clay Festival. Enjoy a variety of workshops, demonstrations, lectures on everything from using clay in construction to contemporary ceramics. Take home a work of art or a book or two from the clay market. The Clay Festival also offers tours of a handmade tile factory, a gala reception, live music, juried exhibitions, and more. The Silver City Clay Festival is a Silver City Arts and Cultural District signature event the weekend of August 1st in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. For more information, go to clayfestival.com.
$12.50 on the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show, and my name is Bill Buckmaster. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico makes a great weekend getaway, especially for the 4th of July. My goodness, if you want to cool off, heck, it's only 3 hours from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler, with lots to do, hiking, camping, exploring historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Great places like Faywood Hot Springs Resort and Agave Ridge Retreat. Let's welcome now Dr. Mark Sykes. He is the CEO and director of the Planetary Science Institute, a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. And we are honored to have Dr. Sykes as one of two dozen contributors, regular contributors, to this very radio program. Dr. Sykes is the contributor on space exploration. Mark, how are you?
I'm great. It's always great to be here, Bill.
Hey, I understand you're going to be going over to New Mexico.
Yes, it'll be my first trip to Los Alamos.
And I think you will enjoy it over there. It's pretty country.
I'm looking forward to it. It'll be cooler.
Yes, it definitely. We can certainly say that about Los Alamos. Mm. And I think it's about, I think their elevation 7,000 or 8,000 feet. Yeah, so you're going to get some really pleasant, cool evenings. Mark, a NASA spacecraft marks a big milestone this week. It was actually Monday, the 10-year anniversary for exploring Saturn and its many moons. It is the Cassini probe that, since arriving in orbit around Saturn 10 years ago on Monday, has really made a number of pretty exciting discoveries. Hasn't
Cassini's been a great mission. Yeah. It's revealed this other Earth-like world, Titan, to us, and over the course of this decade, we've seen it go through seasons, and it's found these methane lakes on the surface that increase and contract, and we're seeing that now, and they're going to be doing more passes by Titan this year. It's explored the rings, fantastic ring systems of Saturn, finding things, finding out how they work, particles accreting together and falling apart, and Shepard satellites and such, and then of course the atmosphere with the which has the weird hexagonal storm at the north pole and or one of the poles, and it continues to bring back just exciting information. I saw a recent picture of one of the moons that's only 50 kilometers or so wide, but shows these like giant landslides on it. It's like, how does that work? it's also beautiful. It's just spectacular. So
we've really gotten our money's worth from Cassini.
We have, and we will continue to get our money's worth until 2 years from now, when it's going to go inside of the rings. and spiraling close to the Saturn over its poles, measuring its gravity, and then plunge into the atmosphere.
Was Cassini always designed, Mark Sykes, to zero in on Saturn?
Yes, that
was the whole purpose of it.
Yes, it was to explore the Saturn system.
And that really had not, that until this time, we knew pretty, it was really very limited what mm-hmm. we knew about Saturn.
Well, it's like, you know, we sent the Galileo mission to Jupiter to explore the Jupiter system. Mm-hmm. And so in this case, we sent Cassini to Saturn to explore that system. It would be nice if we had a couple more missions. One of the missions that was proposed in the last decadal survey was a Uranus orbiter probe, which would have been really neat because, you know, Uranus is tipped over on its side. It also has rings. It also has satellites. And I'm sure we'd be seeing, because it's so much further distant out mm-hmm. in the solar system, a very different world and system of rings and satellites than we've seen either at Saturn or Jupiter.
These are neighbors that we still know very little about.
It's the hood.
In the neighborhood.
Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
Your favorite, Pluto, which you kind of are the expert on Pluto, we don't really know all that. I mean, I'm not saying you don't know a lot about it, but there's a lot we could learn about.
Well, we've been learning so much about it in recent times. You know, it's got a much more complex satellite system. It may have rings as well. New Horizons will find out this next year in August when it flies by. It also is tipped on its side. It's got an atmosphere. It has seasons. Gosh, sounds like a planet. But anyway.
Yeah. That's another story.
That's another story. Yeah.
And speaking, though, of planets, a well-known planet in the hood is Venus.
Mm-hmm.
And is it the European Venus Express mission that is zeroing in on Venus?
Yes, yes. It's been there for several years in a very elliptical orbit. Now it's testing what's called aerobraking, where it's skimming the outer atmosphere of the planet in order to shrink its orbit and get closer. And it's making magnetosphere measurements and measurements of the plasma environment right now, as opposed to imaging, which is too bad because I'd like to see some, you know, close-up pictures. But and we learn a lot from this exercise that they're going through, because by being able to use a planet's atmosphere to slow you down, that means that if we learn better how to do that, that we wouldn't have to take, say, as much fuel to brake, you know, using rockets to slow a spacecraft down. And that would mean that we could send cheaper, smaller satellites to some of these worlds.
Is aerobraking something new, or has this been tried before?
It's been tried, you know, to limited extent before. It's done at Mars. It's done this first time that it's being done at Venus. And the more we learn about this technique, you know, the more we can take advantage of it. In fact, there was a really cool mission that was proposed to the Discovery program a couple years ago called, this is not its formal name, but it was the Titan Boat. where for $500 million, they're going to send this spacecraft to the Saturn system and send a boat down to one of these lakes. And it was going to use the atmosphere of Titan to you know, break a lot of its energy, and then, you know, deploy some parachutes to send this craft down to the surface.
And then crank up the double motors.
Inboard, outboard, you know, maybe have a little something on skis behind it with an instrument.
Yeah, there you go.
Extremely cool stuff.
Mark Sykes is with us. Dr. Sykes, heading up the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute. And folks, they have a lot of PhDs under one roof, maybe 100 or so. Well, they're not always under one roof together, but they're under a roof somewhere around the world, to say the least, all over the place.
Yeah, we're in 20 states. The headquarters is here in Tucson, where we were founded 42 years ago. And we're continuing to grow like Topsy.
Good for Tucson's economy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You've got a lot of people that kind of with the home base here in Tucson. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're
so they spend money here.
We're bringing in increasing amounts of money every year, millions of dollars into the community from the outside, which is the kind of money that helps communities grow.
And your projects are very diverse. You've got people working on just about everything you can imagine.
Well, it's all pretty much related to solar system exploration.
I mean,
portfolio. But Earth is a planet,
right.
And Sun's part of the solar system.
Yeah.
And so we're pretty forgiving in those respects. But no, we have people exploring volcanism on the Earth and relating Earth to other worlds and studying other worlds in order to better understand how the Earth works. And we've even taken some of the stuff that we do, like we run a gamma ray neutron instrument on the Dawn mission that's on its way to Ceres right now after having spent time at Vesta. And we've applied that to the detection of radioactive materials on boats coming into ports.
Oh, there we go. Mark Sykes, thank you very much. Folks can find out more about psi.org, Planetary Science Institute.
Edu.
I knew you'd get me one of these. I've been doing so well. I've been on a roll here three straight months. Yes, psi.edu will get you to the Planetary Science Institute. I'm a member, and I urge all of the Buckmaster Show listeners to be a member. Mark, a great 4th of July to you.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. Thanks, Culligan, for supplying all of our in-studio guests with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan. Wake Up Tucson tomorrow with Chris and Joe. 4 Tucson at 4 comes up with Mike Shaw this afternoon at 4 o'clock right here on KVOI, The Voice. Producer Rosemary Brandt on the other side of the glass will be in the same position tomorrow at 12:04, and I'll be on the other side of the glass, Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.